I'm Dr. Sarah, a licensed chiropractor.
And I'm Val, clinical research enthusiast and international board-certified lactation consultant.
We are passionate about helping you navigate women's health and wellness topics naturally.
We bring the information and options
so you can make empowered choices.
This is the Empowered Women podcast. Just a reminder, the information contained in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or illness or be taken as medical advice. Always check with your healthcare provider for medical advice.
Hi.
Hello.
It is recording. I pinky promise.
I see it. You know what? I said something yesterday because I didn't see it the whole time. And you said you saw it.
But see,
it's hard for me because I think when there's more than two people, I don't always see, like, you see a different view. So I'm like, I couldn't even tell, like, I can't remember ever actually, Sarah. I don't know, like, what I normally see when there's a guest.
I wonder if whenever my internet went out, if it...
Oh, it just, like, disconnected. Yeah. Dude, it was really good, too.
I know.
It's okay. I mean, we can do it again. It just... I know.
It is what it is. Such is life. Maybe the world wasn't ready to hear it.
So, that's a good point. So, hi, guys. We're recording.
Sarah and I recorded yesterday.
Sarah and I are a little upset because we had a guest on yesterday and it was a really great three-way conversation and we're super bummed because now you have to listen to us two again.
And you know what's funny is I tried to get Amber on today, but she had a meeting and
it's hard. And then I didn't know if I was going to need extra time. And then I had to travel back here. It was only like a 13-minute drive, but still I'm like, I was like, oh crap. I don't know. Cause she is obviously in a tight schedule being a guidance counselor.
Right. So we're going to have her on again soon.
Okay.
We're going to try to recreate that conversation.
It was good. It got deep.
It got deep and it got deep on multiple levels and it just is. The world wasn't ready.
Don't worry, friends. We have lots of people that we're working on. We'll have good conversations.
Coming up very shortly. I actually just talked to somebody about, she does crystal healing.
Oh, yeah. We love crystals.
Yes. She does crystal healing and she's helped me a lot with some of the things that have been happening with Eli because Eli's a very special kid. He can see things.
Yeah, he's super intuitive.
He is.
A lot of kids are.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, you and I talk about this all the time. Like you got to sage a room sometimes and put some Palo Santo in there and it makes a big difference.
It does. And she was talking to me about black tourmaline.
Yes. I use black tourmaline a lot.
Yep.
Especially when I'm going to be around multiple people or groups of people. Mm-hmm. I can't all that energy is just
too much. You know,
look, we're getting into the woo and I didn't even think we would, but
getting into the woo.
I love when you do those little singing excerpts. Yeah. It's like a jingle within the podcast.
Yeah, welcome. Okay, so Val, you had some things you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, so we.
What have you been working on, Val?
What have I been working on?
Yeah, we'll go back and forth. Making a baby.
Yeah, we worked on making a baby, which we discussed the last podcast.
Yeah.
Well, it felt like a lot of work, but it only took one shot. So it really we didn't have to work on it very long, which was lovely. Oh God, that sounds horrible. Not that I don't love my husband. It's just lovely when you're not trying for a baby.
It's true.
It's like, can we go back to making this fun again?
Third trimester.
That's
fun again.
What have I been working on? So I've been seeing a lot more clients since the start of the new year, which is super exciting. And for people that don't know, I can actually take some insurances now, I take them all, but I wasn't in network with anybody. So in case people want consults, that's very exciting. What else am I working on? I am working on lots of blog content, which I haven't updated my blog since after Jude was born.
Oh, wow. I just looked at my time too.
I know. I've been feeling this, like, and if you're into the spiritual space, this is very normal for Pisces season and also for like this, what's going on astrologically right now. I don't know if you feel this way, Sarah, but I've had these like this creative drive and like motivation that I haven't felt in a very long time.
Me too.
Does that make sense? Like, I felt very stuck and like just stagnant for a while with a lot of things.
I think that comes back to like the awakening of spring and creativity and energy. I've been seeing a lot of the same numbers in the universe lately.
I love that. I love numerology. That's really,
I've been seeing, I mean, my numerology sign or numbers are 11-11 or is 11.
That's so cool.
But I see 11-11 everywhere right now. 111, like 111111. And I've been seeing 444 everywhere.
Yeah, those angel numbers. Yeah.
To the point where the person I was talking to about crystals, she has a 444 necklace.
I love that.
And I was like, I've been seeing this number. It's been calling to me. And you have a necklace. What does it mean? And she was like, oh, it's an angel number. I was like, what is an angel number?
Four is angels. One is also like very divine.
Yeah.
Numerology is really, really interesting and fun and cool. And
anyone out there has a lot of information in numerology, love to talk to you. Please message us.
Yeah, you can come be a guest. Actually, my friend Christy does. We should have Christy on. You would love her. We're gonna talk to Christy after the podcast. She's great with that kind of stuff. What else have I been working on? Lots of social media content. I started that Milk Minutes thing where I'm dropping really cool breastfeeding and milk facts like in under a minute a couple times a week. You know, just trying to be consistent with that and bringing people like fun things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've always been my social media accounts are very much about like my life and parenting and all of that kind of stuff. And I really enjoy that. And I felt like when I started my private practice, I didn't intend to change that. Like some people start professional and work accounts, and I personally feel that you are your brand.
Yep.
And I really like to tie that all together. So I didn't want to start an account. I wasn't going to start any type of separate professional account, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to share more about, you know, what it is that I do, and just human milk in general is so freaking cool.
Let's talk about it.
So
the milk.
It's just magical. So I'm like, let's talk, like, let's bring more information about this. And not
let's talk
like
about that client that you just had. And I then like
a great the client.
Nutrition.
Yeah. Yeah.
That told her like all the wrong things.
Oh, wait. So that was somebody. Okay. Well, I just saw somebody today. I was like, wait, I don't want to give out too much like HIPAA compliant. You know, I'm like, so I'm such a rule follower. Sarah knows that. we can talk about that. And also I wanted to let people know it is nowhere near being finished. It's probably like a few months in, but I'm working with somebody really cool on a postpartum like wellness plan.
Wonderful.
Especially for people that have been super active or like to be active or are just getting back into it. So it's going to have a lot of really good information, like as far as building up your nutrition stores and do's and don'ts and busting myths and using a lot of evidence-based research on basically how to have your best postpartum life and get back to exercise and the body, I don't want to say the body you had, but the body you want.
Right.
So just getting back into it, because it's hard, right? Like we've talked about this, like it's not the same. Mm-hmm. It's not the same every time. And sometimes you need a little bit more help and you have to figure out like, okay, what is it? Is it my sleep? Is it my cortisol? Is it my hormones? Like, what do I even do? What do I get
That's
tested?
What I want to talk about today. Go.
Yeah. And like what nutritional things like should I be looking at? Which supplements, like which testing should I have? Like what things should they test me for? You know, all that kind of stuff. And just like physically getting back into it. And My biggest thing with the person I'm working on when I talked about this idea was expectations and new mothers' expectations and what really is realistic for normal people. Like, you know, like what can they expect the first 3 months, 6 months, a year? And really you're not, you're back to, you know, you're not your normal self even by a year a lot of the time. So it's kind of, that's coming down the line, and I am going to do like a breastfeeding course or class. But it's going to be like a, you know, just something that you can purchase and do at your own pace, kind of like a modules thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I got the creative drive recently and I just wanted to like kind of roll with it.
Absolutely. And you know, a lot of those, the 444, the 111 is the universe essentially telling you that your angels have your back right now and to keep doing what you're doing.
Yep.
So something that has been really pulling for me is women's hormones and testing.
Well, it's weird because you've been getting a lot of requests for help with that.
Tons of requests. And, you know, we've had some people on this podcast who do Dutch testing.
Yes.
I've always been affiliated with Precision Analytics and doing Dutch tests, but I just haven't utilized it in my practice because I couldn't where I was. And one thing that I kind of wanted to talk about today, and maybe we can talk about together, was the cortisol awakening response and how important that could be for someone to get tested.
Yeah.
So something that Dutch testing does is they have...
Can you back up and explain to people? Because I don't actually think a lot of women know. When we say go get your hormones tested, what a lot of people are doing... let's talk about this, Dr. Sarah. What a lot of you are doing out there is going to your OB or your midwife. Now, midwives, depending on their background or their knowledge, might be a little bit more like... in the know with this stuff. I know a couple that are. But you can't just go to the doctor, have a script written, and have your blood drawn and get your estrogen, your progesterone, your testosterone checked, or your basic thyroid hormones, and your OB is going to come back to you and say everything looks fine.
And even if you do go and ask, they probably won't. A, they might tell you yes.
Mm-hmm.
B, they're going to send a blood test, which gives you not very valuable information.
And I mean, I really want to bring this home because a lot of women out there are struggling with irregular periods or PCOS, or they've been trying to get pregnant and their doctor keeps telling them they're healthy. Guys, I'm not saying you're not healthy, but a vital sign is fertility to wellness. A vital sign is a normal period. If you don't have one or both of those things, or it's taking exceptionally long, you have to get to the root of the problem, and your physician or your OB or your midwife telling you that there's nothing wrong and they don't understand why you're not having a normal period or conceiving, they're wasting your time and doing you an injustice.
And one of the things that women can do with that is, like, especially if you're in the fertility struggle, Dutch testing has a fertility mapping set or a mapping.
Wait, they do?
Where you can check your hormones at different checkpoints throughout your cycle. So you have an accurate depiction over 28 to 33 days of what your exact hormone levels are. And you're not going to get that with one blood test.
Dr. Sarah, break it down for the people. What is Dutch testing?
So Dutch testing is specific towards, it stands for dried urine. What is it? Now I'm going to have to like edit myself.
No, it's okay. I'll look it up while you're talking because I don't remember what the acronym stands for.
Dried urine... comprehensive hormone panel. I forget the T, but it's urine samples collected at very specific timestamps within either your day. If you're checking for basic like sex hormones, gut biosis, or your cortisol levels.
Oh, you were so close. I'm sorry to interrupt. Dried urine test for comprehensive hormones.
Test. I couldn't get the word test.
So it's a comprehensive diagnostic tool to evaluate hormone levels, as Dr. Sarah was saying. However, so, it goes crazy because I've had it done too. It's quite involved.
The way that they test things is through different checkpoints within your day so that you're getting an accurate depiction of where your hormones are at throughout your entire diurnal state. So especially like if you're thinking about fertility and adrenal health and sex hormones, they're going to fluctuate throughout the entire day. But if you're really having fertility issues, they have an entire mapping kit so that you can test yourself at different checkpoints throughout the month. Because there are some women that are, you know, high estrogen, low progesterone, and maybe they present that way. But unless you get an actual depiction of where those progesterone levels are at, and how they are fluctuating between each phase, you're just essentially taking a stab in the dark. And a lot of people are, you know, who are asking me about these test kits, they're like, why can't I just go to my OB? Because they're just going to do a blood pull.
It's a urine test, just so everybody knows that's listening. It is a urine test. And like Dr. Sarah is saying, I've done one. So you basically are collecting urine samples and having a strip that you dip in the urine, and then you dry the strip so that they are checking your hormone levels, like Dr. Sarah said, all of these things like cortisol, thyroid, progesterone, testosterone, estrogen. They're checking so much throughout the day.
And they're not just checking those hormones, they're checking the metabolites. So how your body's actually breaking it down. And
yeah,
they're
huge, because that's what gets missed. Yeah. What gets missed in a lot of normal blood work. So there's like 9 different types or forms of estrogen in the body. So when your doctor is running a blood work for your estrogen level and it comes back normal, what exactly does that mean? Well, if you didn't check every pathway and how it's being metabolized, you would have no idea that there's a malfunction in one of them.
And one thing that I think is like super interesting about the Dutch testing is how they track and they see the 3 different pathways for how estrogen is actually metabolized, and if you're metabolizing them in a certain percentage. So you should, there are 3 categories to which you can metabolize things or metabolize estrogen specifically. One of those pathways, if it's too high, you're at a much higher risk for breast cancer. So why are we not encouraging women to check those pathways?
Yep.
Why aren't we doing that?
I will say this though. I mean, I worked with a very educated practitioner that we've had on this podcast that Sarah knows as well. And she does this in addition to multiple other things and her day job. But she specifically works with women and their hormones. And I had multiple tests done, not just a Dutch test. It's not covered by insurance. Correct. So it's really expensive. And this is why a lot of practitioners don't use it, or they don't even know what to do with it a lot of the time in like Western medicine or mainstream medicine. So it's not used. You have to work with somebody that knows how to read it, what it's used for, and then make lifestyle, food, and if you need, supplement recommendations off of that.
And so I think that's
I
mean, that's the wall that I'm running into with a lot of women. Like, this is very expensive, and this just gives me the data. And it's like,
oh my God, I think mine was like 400. I don't even know what I paid for mine. But I also did like additional blood work, a hair mineral analysis, and I did a gut or stool analysis too. And like, you know, you really had to pick, you know, you work with your practitioner to pick and choose based off of your situation. But
I mean, the reality is, and we talk about this a lot, is like, as women though, if we're having children and we want to be at our healthiest, like these are the things that we need to do in order to be that. And it's a shame that like,
it's so expensive.
It's so expensive for us to even just know what's going on with our bodies. But that's because we created this health model that's around.
And we're kind of stuck living in it until it changes or something else changes.
But that mapping for, like we said, for fertility, checking your cycle in real time throughout your entire month, that is invaluable information.
Well, and I mean, there's other things that practitioners will start to do before that if the test is too expensive. to figure out if you're ovulating. So they'll teach you what to look for in your body. They'll see what's happening. They'll track, help you track your cycles. And then even something as simple as like seed cycling can make a huge difference for people and the regularity of their periods. So maybe like they'll work with you with some more simplistic routes and things before they completely jump to, you know, if you say this is too expensive for me, you're usually you have somebody that's willing to work with you.
Right. And like, I think that we forget that it's not just about the woman. I just saw a recent study that, and that the great thing about like the Dutch testing is that this is not just for women, it's for men as well. But I just saw something that 80% of miscarriages actually have to do with the sperm.
The sperm, I'll tell you right now, I was listening to a podcast and oh my God, Lily. So I love Lily Nichols. For those of you that are familiar with her and her books, she just wrote another one about fertility with some other fertility expert. And she, Lily Nichols is a nutritionist and she's like world renowned and known for her Real Food for Gestational Diabetes book and her Real Food for Pregnancy book. And her and another author just wrote a book that took 3 years called Real Food for Fertility. And let me tell you, her co-author was on a podcast recently and they spend a lot of time in that book talking about men and sperm and where we're at in society with that and the role that they're playing. Because again, women are getting blamed for a lot of this when in reality, at this point in time and as late in life as people are trying to conceive, a lot of times it can be male issues and sperm issues. And you really need to, men need to consume proper nutrients and food and be healthy as well. Like we talk a lot about women on this podcast, but that's a big piece of it that is starting to get pulled into the conversation.
I mean, I think a big part of feeling empowered is knowing that it's not you.
Right. Or and, both of you going at it together.
And I mean, if you think about, you know, what do you do after a miscarriage? You're supposed to wait one cycle, right? And that one cycle can take 6 to 8 weeks to happen. And they're saying that in order to have healthy sperm, you need to have essentially 8 weeks of maturity within the sperm, right? So if you spend that 8 weeks living a really, really healthy lifestyle as a man and taking the proper omegas for like sperm motility and things like that, that's going to increase the chances of not having a subsequent miscarriage. And that's just, yeah,
I know sperm health is really important too. And it's something that I think for a long time, I mean, fertility doctors look at sperm and they do analyze it. And that's a big piece of what they do as well. But I think in the mainstream, you know, we always just assume it's like the woman that's having issues, or again, we blame ourselves.
How many people? Well, it's like women get checked first, usually. Like, it's really not like the men get checked like
as a last resort.
Yeah,
it's always like, and again, like I feel like this is just like such a mentality in a patriarchal society, but women are constantly like exploited and ripped apart. And it's so invasive for us, but we don't want to do the invasive part where they have to shoot their stuff in a cup until later,
right?
Which, oh, I'm sorry. You have to go in a room and ejaculate. Like, have you ever been to a gynecologist? Like, have you ever given birth? Have you had to go through IVF or see what women have to deal with? Like, and like, okay, but we don't want to look at the easy part, which is just collecting a sample in a cup until later.
Right. I saw this thing on the internet that was like in 1965, a man created a machine. Did I send this to you?
No, you did. I don't know.
It was like a spinning machine to help with labor through centrifugal force. And then a net would catch the baby on the way out. And I was like, and every woman in the world was like, how about no?
I mean, you've got to be kidding me, right?
I would hope that was a joke. I have no idea.
Yeah, touch testing, super powerful, a really amazing tool if it's something in your budget, because I really just hate that it's so expensive.
But I mean, like, there are some of the smaller tests on, like, through Precision Analytics, and the one I was really, you know, interested in lately is the cortisol awakening response. So I think a lot of people don't realize that we think about cortisol and how it's bad to have, like, massive spikes, right?
Right.
But the interesting thing about this test is that you're getting 5 data points throughout your day.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you wake up, you should have a normal level of cortisol in a normal range. And then it rapidly increases over 30 minutes. There's like a 50% increase. And then 30 minutes or an hour after you wake, it should start to come down, and then slowly come down throughout your day. So this test checks at awake, 30, 60, and then at dinner time, and then before bed, mm-hmm. because you should have this nice spike and then a slow come down throughout your day.
Yeah. And one of the things with the Dutch test is you can see what your cortisol, mm-hmm. like a lot of times they want to see what your cortisol is like when you wake up, because if it's elevated mm-hmm. upon waking, that's like a huge problem for people.
Huge problem. It shows adrenal fatigue. It shows, like, essentially you're on your way to adrenal burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And if your cortisol is too high, that directly impacts your progesterone levels.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have low progesterone, that leads to extreme moodiness, fatigue, and, like, horrible PMS symptoms. So not only do, like, these Dutch tests give you invaluable information about sexual hormones, but if you can't do the sex hormone panels, at least doing a cortisol, like a CAR test, mm-hmm. can give you indirect information about your sex hormone health through how your cortisol levels are actually functioning. So if the full panel is too much, which it can be, just as women, getting that data on your cortisol level response shows you so much about your fight or flight response, how your adrenal glands are functioning. And if you know how your adrenal glands are functioning, it's going to give you a better, like, essentially a step ahead if you are revving up for that menopause that so many of us are, quote, fearful of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Menopause has a direct relationship to your adrenal glands because of its ability to take over estrogen production.
And you have to have, the more I learn about this, like, the scarier it is for women that are in, like, recent generations. You've got to have really healthy, good hormones going into mm-hmm. menopause, because that's what's going to set you up for, like, wellness after menopause hits.
Right.
So if you don't, you're kind of already in, like, you're bankrupt, kind of, already. You're in the negative.
Right.
And you're not going to be able to, like, reproduce, like, what you need. It's just the other thing, too, I think that's really important, and I wanted to talk about this because toxic load is a huge issue with sperm health as well, and just fertility overall. But your liver's ability to process hormones
yes.
and toxins and be able to get rid of things in your body is also something that practitioners in this space will look at. And it is part of, you know, the breakdown pathways when they're looking at these tests. Because if you can't, like, estrogen is metabolized in the liver. So if you have elevated estrogen, it might be because there's something going on in your liver, or it's overburdened, or you have a high toxic load, which the majority of people do. Like, that's just part of modern society. So you mm-hmm. have to do everything in your power to also reduce your toxic load to have healthy hormones. And that goes for men too, and for their sperm health.
I just, you know, we were talking about yesterday on this podcast, and you and I had talked a little bit after we had ended,
mm-hmm.
but there are all these, like, buzzwords and trends, and hormones is a buzzword right now. And mm-hmm. like going, you know, no alcohol November, and like people are, like, switching to, like, non-alcoholic things. It's becoming a trend I feel like it's being marketed to be monetized, but people are missing the point.
Yeah.
Because, like, you and I were talking yesterday about if I close my eyes, I know exactly what like an unhealthy person looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But yet those people, they're just, it's like, it's just being missed.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the toxic level.
Yeah.
From meters away from them.
Well, and this goes back to like why I was always so passionate about using like essential oils and homeopathy and like low tox products, because it has a direct impact on your hormones and your body's toxic load, guys. Like the artificial fragrance, the dryer sheets, the fabric softener, the Febreze, the room spray, you know, the plug-ins, the candles, like that stuff is garbage.
Well, they just said that a very expensive activewear brand has like hormone inhibitors in the crotch lining of women.
Oh, yeah. Well, clothes are like dirty, like not to be like they're very like, chemical laden.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're processed, like the whole like fabric processing, like it's like a big deal. Like you should really wash your new clothes when you get them. But I mean, that doesn't always, you know, fix part of the issue.
And it's like, I think that women, as women, we're waiting for like we know that we might have like an issue going on, but we're waiting for like the big F. We're waiting for a fertility issue, right? Mm-hmm. Like I think we all realize that like things are not right, but we're living in the state of like go, 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 keep up, be equal. We want equality and all this stuff that we're forgetting. Like we're just waiting, expecting fertility issues and then waiting to manage it. Mm-hmm. But if we can get tested and like figure out what's going on in our early 20s, maybe we don't have to set ourselves up for heartache later.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like if you don't want kids, guess what? Your body's going to go through menopause.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we going to wait?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's normal to wait for the issues to pop up. That's our society. It's normal. Unfortunately.
I know.
But yeah. So my whole point was there are things out there if you're really serious about like your health, there are things out there that will give you the best data in order to actually understanding what's going on with your body. You don't mm-hmm. have to wait for like this person who might or might not write you a script to get yeah. a blood panel. That's not going to give you, like you said, they're going to be like, oh, blood worked fine.
Yeah. 'Cause
usually it's not.
Well, and you can always get another opinion.
Right. Especially like, if you know deep down. You know how many women I've talked to lately that, like, we talk about it all the time, but specifically, like, the last two women that I've ordered kits for, they've literally been brushed off for, like, decades.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's fine. You're just premenopause. Oh, it's fine. You're just postpartum. Oh, it's fine. We'll just up your thyroid medication to 150 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fine. We'll burn everything out first. It's fine.
Yeah.
But.
Well, and I think it's hard because a lot of times we want a quick solution
mm-hmm.
or a fast fix because it's frustrating or you just don't want to deal with certain symptoms, you know, or you're not feeling right. Like if there is a thyroid issue and it's easy to, you know, if you need to put a Band-Aid on something, you know, to have a quick fix. But doing something like getting to the root or fixing it through diet and lifestyle might take a lot longer.
I was talking to somebody, like a free coaching thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought up this map of consciousness. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
By David R. Hawkins.
Yeah, somebody else was talking about this recently, and I don't know a ton about it, but that's like the second time I've heard about this.
I've been thinking about this graph a lot lately, and we'll post this maybe with the episode or,
yeah.
or something like that. So it gives you these different levels of consciousness, and at the very bottom is survival paradigm. So mm-hmm. If we're thinking about like frequencies, 20 is the lowest, and it's shame. Enlightenment mm-hmm. is the highest between 700 and 1,000.
Okay.
Energetic logs. If we read from 150 down to 20, anger, desire, fear, grief, apathy, guilt, shame.
Mm-hmm.
We think about like the top: enlightenment, peace, joy, love, reason, acceptance, willingness, neutrality. And then right in the middle is courage and pride. So if you can find courage, you usually can go up. But pridefulness is where I feel like you start like
going downhill. Yeah.
Start going downhill, right? Because it's a facade. It's false. You have pride, but it's like a false pride.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like if you really think about women, especially right now and like the world that we live in, we operate in a lot of like, how many times do you read on the internet, mom guilt?
Yeah.
Wife guilt.
Shame.
Guilt. Shame. We're being reinforced and made to believe that we are these things.
Mm-hmm.
And by living in shame and guilt and fear, we're living like a 10% our energy.
You're operating at a lower frequency.
So low. And I think as women, we need to start having a little bit more courage in order to like rise up and take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But
I know you have to have validation, I feel like, for that too.
So find your group, find your people, operate in joy.
And get, for the love of God, get multiple opinions.
For the love of God.
Look, we can recommend a lot of practitioners. There's a lot of people that Sarah and I are friendly with on the internet that do virtual, a lot of virtual things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're happy to offer suggestions for people that we know or possibly have had on the podcast too.
Or offer help of our own.
Yeah.
That's
I'm not doing any Dutch testing, but Sarah will.
We can, you know, we can do Dutch testing, keep you anonymous, and go over it on a podcast.
That's cool. Real life Dutch review.
Real life Dutch review.
Well, this was fun, Sarah. I feel like we covered a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah. If you have questions, concerns, symptoms you're not feeling happy with, test results you're not feeling happy with, just reach out. We know people. Operate in courage.
I love it.
Yes. All right. It's good
until
to see
next
you.
Time.
Till next time.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to hear more like it, make sure you subscribe to the Empowered Women Pod and rate us 5 stars. Please feel free to also write a review on the podcast. It really does help to spread the Empowered Women message, and it moves us up in the podcast rankings. Plus, we love to hear from our listeners. You can follow us on Instagram at Empowered Women Pod, or if you have a question and want to reach out to Val or I, you can email us at empoweredwomenpod@icloud.com.